Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for Thursday, January 26. I am Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, Iranian Ali Reza Monfarad lived in Dominica after his diplomatic passport was revoked in 2016. U.S. Supreme Court ends Stanford's legal efforts to overturn conviction. And Deputy PM Barnaby Joyce rebukes the critics re-Australia Day. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. To details after this.
Enjoy employee pricing at Courts. A massive 20% discount on selected items from January 25th to the 28th, 2017. Offer applies to cash and credit purchases. Don't miss out on these amazing deals. Terms and conditions apply. See in store for more details. Courts, bringing value home.
I need a Fast Cash to get me started, because I want to get ahead in life. When times get rough, you don't have to return. Fast Cash will make it right. Fast Cash.
Get the cash advance you need.
Fast Cash.
In just 2 hours.
Fast Cash.
Up to $8,000 can be yours.
Fast Cash. I need Fast Cash to get me started, because I want to get ahead in life. No matter what the problem, Fast Cash can solve it. Fast Cash will make it right. Fast Cash.
Fast Cash. Your money, your way.
An Iranian man who held a Dominica diplomatic passport issued by the DLP government and who was accused of helping it to embezzle billions of dollars while Iran evaded international oil sanctions has been arrested after a lengthy international manhunt. Ali Reza Monfarad, 43, was arrested by Interpol and handed over to Iran on January 15, 2017. He reportedly lived in Dominica for some time until September 2016. Monfarad is accused of involving in Iran's biggest ever corruption scandal, working alongside tycoon Babak Zanjani, who was sentenced to death last year for pocketing $2.8 billion while helping the country bypass sanctions. In addition to his Dominica diplomatic passport, Monfarad had various passports, including a regular Dominica passport, and had managed to escape extradition at least once when he was briefly detained in Malaysia, where he claimed a diplomatic immunity. Monfarad was involved in the so-called My Dominica Trade House, MDTH, later referred to as the MDTH fiasco. Monfarad had falsely claimed that the MDTH had numerous investments in Dominica, including several clinics and hospitals, all of which turned out to be false. Zanjani's lawyer welcomed Monfarad's arrest, saying it would prove his client's innocence. Monfarad's interrogation and trial will shed light on many issues and unsolved puzzles, the lawyer said. On the heels of the arrest of Iranian national Ali Reza Monfarad on allegations of his involvement in a corruption scandal and following public outcries about the matter, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs released an official statement to the effect that Monfarad's Dominica diplomatic passport had been revoked. According to the statement, Monfarad had been issued a Dominica diplomatic passport for his assistance in promoting Dominica and for sourcing investment opportunities from Middle Eastern countries. The statement says that passport was revoked on 20th January 2016 as information surfaced that he may be a person of interest to foreign governments. The ministry's statement went on to insist that all procedures were followed before Monfarad was granted citizenship and a Dominica diplomatic passport.
Mr. Monfarad at the time was found to be a respected businessman with substantial business ties in Malaysia and Southeast Asia and demonstrated a great desire to be of assistance in promoting Dominica and sourcing business and investment opportunities on behalf of Dominica in that part of the world. To facilitate his engagement, Mr. Monfarad was appointed with ambassadorial rank. A diplomatic passport was issued to him on March 13, 2015. Mr. Monfarad's diplomatic passport was recalled and cancelled, and all official ties with him were severed, effective January 20, 2016, upon receiving information that he may be a person of interest to authorities. While we were somewhat concerned about this development, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs remains convinced that all procedures were duly followed and proper due diligence conducted before he was granted citizenship and clearance given for his appointment.
Meanwhile, the ministry says it has utilized a consultant to review its policies and advise on appropriate policies to be adopted by cabinet for future issuance of diplomatic passports and citizenship.
The ministry continues to pursue the 2015 directive of the Honorable Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett and the Cabinet of Dominica in completing a comprehensive and independent review of the procedures of appointment of diplomatic and consular posts and the terms and conditions of such appointment. A consultant has since been engaged to review and advise on best practices and an appropriate policy for adoption by Cabinet. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs expects to receive the consultancy report by June 2017 at the end of the exercise. The government of Dominica will continue its vigilance in these matters.
Opposition leader Lennox Linton says Iranian national Ali Reza Monfarid was residing in Dominica long after the Ministry of Foreign Affairs claims his passport was revoked in 2016. Linton says Monfarid was his neighbor until September 2016, months before his arrest. He says the government of Dominica harbored the fugitive Iranian, and this is grounds for the immediate resignation of the government.
Ali Reza Monfarid lived in Dominica, you know. Ali Reza Monfarid was my neighbor in Mont Daniel until September of 2016. So all the time that they're telling me that they revoked his diplomatic passport because they found that he was a person of interest to authorities, which authorities? And what? Why was he a person of interest? I'm suggesting that this government is involved in an elaborate cover-up. They're involved in an elaborate cover-up on behalf of Ali Reza Monfarid. And the international community needs to get involved in this right now. Because the evidence that they're presenting is suggesting very clearly that the authorities, the Iranian authorities, had made their interest in Monfarid known to the government of Dominica prior to January 20th, 2016. And even though Monfarid was living here in Dominica, the evidence from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs is that the government of Dominica refused to cooperate with the government of Iran on the extradition of Monfarid to face trial. The evidence from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs suggests that the government was harboring and protecting a fugitive from justice in Dominica. And for that reason alone, they must resign, and they must resign now. This is getting ridiculous.
Still on the local scene, Roseau South MP Joshua Francis wrote to Dominica's Minister for Youth Support and Sports and Constituency Empowerment, inquiring as to whether he would be given the opportunity to propose and manage projects in his constituency, which were being financed by state funds, some of which may have been proposed by him. Francis says he has never been included in any official meetings organized by the DLP administration in his constituency since he won the Roseau South seat in the 2014 general elections. Francis added he has not received any response to his letter regarding projects in his constituency and has not been included in the implementation of any such projects.
Yesterday, I sent a letter to the Minister of Constituency Empowerment making an inquiry to ascertain whether Joshua Francis, in his capacity as a parliamentary representative of the Roseau South constituency, will be given the opportunity to suggest projects and the opportunity to manage the promised $300,000 to the people of the Roseau South constituency. So only yesterday I made that inquiry. I learned about this rural activity only now. Only this week, having heard the declaration that the Honorable Prime Minister made in regards to dispensing $300,000 to the respective constituencies in the Commonwealth of Dominica, I penned a letter to the Minister of Constituency Empowerment, making an inquiry to ascertain whether the parliamentary representative any role whatsoever in the use of that $300,000 in the Roseau South constituency. Because as a parliamentary representative, I know of several areas in the constituency which requires urgent attention. And in the past, I have seen the Dominican Labour Party through its agents and acolytes use government resources with a political agenda in taking up certain projects in the constituency. And I was hoping that moving forward, that I would be part of the program. So I have not received any formal response.
Meantime, Francis says he addressed the Minister of Communications and Works, Miriam Blanchard, via letter requesting assistance to deal with road issues in his constituency. Francis acknowledged that he received a response from the minister in September 2016, but there has been no action up to January 2017.
I wrote a letter to the Minister of Communication and Works sometime in the month of September of 2016, basically requesting for attention to descend on the Rosasort constituency as far as our roads, our bridges, our ravines, drainage, etc. And I got a response from the minister acknowledging my letter and responding in the affirmative, basically saying that the government of Dominica would be fixing roads, would be taking care of the drains, and would be undertaking some other infrastructural work in the Rosasort constituency. The highlight of the letter basically was to point out to the Minister of Communication and Works that we have a serious road problem in the Rosasort constituency. Our roads from Fortney to Eccleston is an extremely deplorable state, and that road requires more than road patching. It needs roads resurfacing, and any serious government which cares for its people will understand that the current state of the road imposes a danger to the lives of the road users. And it's in that respect and in that spirit of professionalism that I have written two letters to the Minister of Communication and Works.
Chief Environmental Health Officer Fadinier Cobbin says given the tremendous success of the Mosquito Proof Your Drum initiative, health officials have decided to use this as a strategy to rid the island of mosquito breeding. Last year, the Ministry of Health and Environment launched a Mosquito Proof Your Water Drum initiative in Dominica to reduce the potential for Aedes aegypti mosquito breeding. With financial and technical assistance provided by the Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, the Ministry of Health began the implementation of the Mosquito Proof Your Water Drum initiative in Woodford Hill, a farming community known for high mosquito indices and water collection in drums. Carbon says the department has identified the persons who are harvesting water through drums and will work with them to retrofit these drums.
The drum project has been very successful. We conducted demonstrations in a number of communities. We also have some environmental health officers who have been working in the Northeast with a specific community, a hamlet in one of the villages, and have done quite a bit of retrofitting, working with the communities. So the drum project now is going to continue because in the department we have decided to use that as a strategy. So to be able to do that, one of the things we have done during our household visits, we have identified all the households who have harvested water through drums, and we have a list of the names. We are going to work with them to get them to retrofit their drums. And failure of persons, we might then have no option but to use the law as we seek to reduce the amount of breeding that we get in the drums that we have. As we have already said, about 70% of the breeding that we find of Aedes occurs in the water drums. And to control the diseases, prevention and control of Aedes, we need to work in getting those drums mosquito-proof, in actually preventing persons from breeding mosquitoes in the water drums. So we will continue with the strategy as we seek to reduce our indices.
And the Chinese ambassador to Dominica, Liu Kan, said upon completion, Dominica's new national hospital will be one of the best hospitals in the Caribbean region. The ambassador said the new national hospital will have first-class medical equipment.
I think after finishing of this project, this new national hospital will be one of the best hospitals in this region, in the Caribbean region. I think it will be one of the advanced and sophisticated hospitals in this region, because I think the equipment will be the first class equipment after the finishing of this hospital. As just now Prime Minister Skerrit always said that the healthcare is the first priority of this government. I think the Chinese government can make a little bit of contribution to this government for the healthcare of this country. It is our pleasure to make such kind of contribution to this.
In other news, a final legal effort by R. Allen Stanford to overturn what is effectively a life sentence for operating his Antigua-based Stanford International Bank, a massive Ponzi scheme that stole the life savings from many victims in the U.S. and elsewhere, has ended in failure after the U.S. Supreme Court again declined to hear his appeal. The U.S. Supreme Court denied his petition for a writ on November 28, 2016, but Stanford filed a subsequent petition for rehearing on December 23. The High Court denied rehearing on Monday. Stanford's only available legal remedies left, now that he has exhausted his right of appeal and rights to petition, are post-conviction prisoner petitions, which are discretionary with the court and generally have a very small chance of success. 66 years old, Stanford is scheduled to be released from federal prison on April 17, 2105, 88 years from now, when he would be 154 years old. And Australia's Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce has criticized people calling for the date of the National Day to be changed, saying they should crawl under a rock and hide. Australia Day is celebrated on January 26, marking the arrival of the first British convict fleet in 1788. Some argue that marked the start of the dispossession of Indigenous people, so it is not a day to be celebrated. Invasion Day protests are being held in several Australian cities. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of our headlines. Iranian Ali Reza Monfarid lived in Dominica after his diplomatic passport was revoked in 2016. U.S. Supreme Court ends Stanford's legal efforts to overturn conviction. And Australia Day Deputy PM Barnaby Joyce rebukes critics. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.